broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Pretty much like the thing. I'm not the only one that does it. A lot of moms do it.
One of the things that was, and I had to make my own conclusion.
Child Protective Services were called with allegations.
The issue here is not uncertainty. And the issue is they've got to start placing their bets on.
I'm going to die. I'm going to be a wide hunk.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go through the looking glass and beyond to places other talk shows wish they could go, and they cannot. And like that, man, welcome to the show. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We are also online at philhendryshow.com with Phil TV and HD. And we do other things. As a matter of fact, we had a rerun of Emotionally Fragile, which is just a little rant that I do on video. It was actually not really a rant. This afternoon's was me going through a box of crap that I found in my house. And I think one of the things I found in that box of crap was a brochure for a chair. I don't know. But nonetheless, we do other things on video, and we have our video rants as well. In fact, get a backstage pass, and you have the largest archive. And, you know, I got to tell you something. Our radio show we're very proud of, and there are thousands and thousands of hours of archived material that go back many, many years. We're the only radio show that has ever taken the time to archive its material, and that's because we're very proud of what we do. And to access our website is to have access to something you're not going to get anywhere else. Not only is it a large archive, it's great radio. So don't be stupid. I mean, you know, they talk about being smart with your money. Be smart with your money. I mean, if you're going to buy a subscription to anything on the website, our site is the only thing. You don't want to get the New York Times. You can get that news anywhere. You buy a subscription to some other guy's website, you can get that kind of radio anywhere. You can get all the right-wing, left-wing you want anywhere else. You cannot find what we do anywhere else on the web, anywhere else in the world. So get a backstage pass. Otherwise, you lose, you snooze, you lose. 877-876-PHIL. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to join us here because this story, no explanation for outbreak of insanity on planes. Insanity on planes is the headline from USA Today. This story is fascinating. Aviation experts cannot explain what has prompted three airline passengers to try to open cabin or cockpit doors while in flight the past few days, but they say other passengers shouldn't worry, and you shouldn't. Exit doors cannot be opened while the plane is in the air, and cockpits have been hardened and locked since September the 11th. It's not possible to open an aircraft door in flight, said Ed Martell, who is an airline spokesman. However, that having been said, what is causing people to do this stuff? And joining us online from the South Bay in Southern California is Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is a auxiliary. It's a non-official, non-connected auxiliary police, a volunteer agency, Jay. But you've made the point many times that you consider yourselves to be on the, quote, front lines of law enforcement.
Absolutely, Phil. We don't take second place to anybody, and we are right up front. We back the police up 100%. If there's an area where the police are not getting the job done, well, we certainly are there to get the job done.
And well, when you say the police are not getting the job done, don't you think it's up to them to decide that?
I think certainly it is. Ultimately, up to our police officers to decide whether they're getting the job done. It's up to citizens, really, to decide whether they're getting the job done. But we are citizens. That's why we call ourselves Citizens Auxiliary Police. And if we see an area where they're not getting the job done, then that's certainly an area we want to step into. We want to take a little look at what's going on, peek at how things are being done, and certainly that is within our rights. And the airlines are no different, air safety is no different, and the security of our aircraft is no different. And when we see something like this happening, which is right after something you figure would be very welcomed by the American people, by people all over the world, which was the shooting and the killing and all that of Osama bin Laden, and then you see people trying to open up cockpit doors or trying to open up the sides, the doors of aircraft. It certainly is going to be a troublesome report.
What do you think this is about?
Well, we've looked at it and we've come up with, and this is one of the reasons why we feel we are a very needed outlet for law enforcement, Citizens Auxiliary Police, because we have already analyzed the situation and we do feel that we have a coherent reason, one that has not been ascertained by police. or any of the security apparatus in the United States, and that is that the death of Osama bin Laden, for some reason, and we are not exactly clear why, for some reason the death of Osama bin Laden has brought to the fore, or brought out of the woodwork, if you will, people who are dissatisfied with that, or upset with that, or somehow have psychotically or psychically linked themselves to Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. Well, one of the guys that tried to open up a aircraft door in flight was a, you know, he's a 45, he doesn't have a Middle Eastern name, doesn't have a Muslim name. The guy's name was something like Bob something, and the guy is a 45-year-old American businessman who I guess had been drinking, but nonetheless, not a Muslim, doesn't sound like a jihadist.
You don't have to be a jihadist. I don't think you have to be Muslim. I think you just can be a frustrated little man in a world of big men who are doing great things, doing big things. And perhaps you are angry at the position that you have been relegated to in society. So when you see Osama bin Laden getting over, if you will, on the American authorities, you sort of identify with that. And so with his death, with the death of Osama bin Laden and the people that got, you know, shot and everything over there by the SEALs, we have a lot of people around the world who sort of probably feel that a little bit, or disappointed in that, or angry at that. You might want to carry on his work, or, you know, take a plane down in the name of Osama bin Laden, some deal like that.
So, in other words, we've got these three people, and the most recent here, a Yemeni man who pounded on the cockpit of an American Airlines flight. He had no luggage. He was shouting, "God is great." His cousin argued that he might have been trying to get into the bathroom. All of these people are not really dangerous jihadists or terrorists. They are crazy.
They're crazy with a purpose. Crazy like a fox, I guess. They are not members of any jihadist organization, but they are dangerous because they do identify on some level with Osama bin Laden and are disappointed on some level with the eventual demise of Osama bin Laden by the United States Naval SEAL organization, and they want to, as I said, they want to take an aircraft down, they want to make a statement on behalf of Osama bin Laden, because you'll notice all of this took place right after Osama bin Laden.
And right after he got killed.
Right after he was killed by the Navy SEALs, exactly.
All right, we're talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our story, one of these stories, and I think I'm going to try to find the other one, but one of these stories is a Yemeni guy. As I mentioned, there was an incident that occurred on Tuesday night from Orlando to Boston. 43-year-old Robert Hersey. Now, this is the guy I was talking about. 43-year-old Robert Hersey. The police say that his alleged attempt to open an emergency door in a Delta Airlines flight Airbus was the result of his drinking and appearing upset when the flight was late. Now, why do you want to open up the door of an aircraft when the flight's late?
I don't think there's any reason, Phil. I don't think they really question him adequately. I don't think they question him skillfully. I don't think that it had anything to do with the flight being late. I think that he might have been drinking, and I'm sure he's unbalanced to a degree. It could very well be that the man is psychotic and did not take his medication. But the thing is, could have taken his medication, got pushed over the edge on account of Osama bin Laden.
He took his medication but got pushed over the edge by the death of Osama bin Laden.
Correct.
All right, here's this Yemeni man. This was a plane flight. What was this? This was a Yemeni on Tuesday. This is on Tuesday as well. A Yemeni immigrant tackled on an American Airlines flight, didn't have luggage. He shouted, "Allahu Akbar," as he tried to enter the cockpit, which is "God is great," a common expression. The significance of the phrase has come up in recent instances, as U.S. Attorney Elise Becker adding that the government considered the defendant a significant threat, maybe. We'll get to some of this audio from this particular incident. I guess we don't have this. American Airlines? We do not have this. All right. Well, nonetheless, the suspect, Rahib Al-Marisi, appeared in a federal court in San Francisco and said through an interpreter that he understood the charge of interfering with a flight crew. The judge ordered him held without bail until another hearing on Friday. Prosecutors said that he was carrying only an Apple charging cord, $47 in cash, and he had some post-dated checks, so he didn't have any violent intent either.
No, he did not have violent intent, and he didn't have any violent intent in terms of blowing the plane up, Phil. What we are saying is the following thing. These are individuals that need to express whatever whatever violent expression, and it's not a very violent expression. They need to express whatever impetus there is for them to express so that the aircraft can decompress these individuals as best as possible. It's not good to grab a hold of one of these people and try to restrain them. It's not good to sit on one of these people or try to zip tie them or force them back into their seat and tie them up in their seat. It is better to just give them the roam of the cabin, allow them to move about the cabin, in an area.
And well, what if the seatbelt light is on? Are you saying this guy gets up out of his chair, and he goes to the emergency door and he starts to try to open it?
You know, you cannot open those emergency doors in flight. So the flight attendant made a mistake by trying to stop the guy. And any passenger would make an equal mistake by trying to stop the guy. He is in a state of a sort of hysterical adrenaline rush, whereby he wants to try to get the door open. If you try to stop him, and that adrenaline rush increases, you're going to have a problem. Because if he does get a hysterical adrenaline rush going, then you do have a problem. Then he has enough strength to possibly tear the handle off of that door, or possibly rip the cockpit door off.
Yeah. And what's going to cause that hysterical adrenaline rush?
If you try to restrain him. And so what we're suggesting, Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I was on the phone with a couple of airlines here just 2 minutes ago, and I said to them, what we are suggesting is that you give them full roam of the cabin, let them move about. If they're banging their head on a wall, you're not going to hurt any of the passengers. They're going to yell and scream. They're going to try to get into the restroom or something, but they're not going to be able to take any doors off. They're not going to be able to take a cockpit door off. Just let them get it out of their system, and then go back and go to sleep.
So you're telling me that what you are suggesting is that these individuals are hysterical to some point because of the death of Osama bin Laden, and that they're just ought to be allowed to roam through the cabin of the aircraft, and then, but don't restrain them. Otherwise, what happens? This hysterical adrenaline rush?
That is correct. The hysterical adrenaline rush, Phil, is something that is very real. It is when, and we've all heard the story of a woman who lifts the car off of the child. We're afraid that's going to happen in this case if you try to restrain these people. They will get that adrenaline rush, and they will develop enough strength to be able to bust the handle off that door, kick that door open on the side of the aircraft. Next thing you know, you got yourself a problem. Or rip the door off the cockpit.
If you try to restrain them.
If you try to restrain them, yeah.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. Well, that lady restrained the guy. That, in fact, all of these people were restrained. I don't know how many people it took, and maybe it takes more people than you know. It's going to take a lot of people if these guys have this so-called hysterical adrenaline. But Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police saying that this these reports of people that have been trying to open up cabin doors and trying to open up cockpit doors in recent days is the result of the death of Osama bin Laden. It's brought something psychic, not psychic, it's brought something sort of a psychotic reaction out in some people. And it's best to just let them do their thing. They're not going to get any doors open. They're not going to get the cockpit open. Because if you try to stop them, their adrenaline will increase to the point where they'll be able to rip the cockpit door off. 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police in just a moment.
We can't fight this fight alone.
It's real.
Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Back with Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking about aircraft violations in the air of people getting up out of their seats in recent days. So we've had three. And I'm sure I didn't have that Yemeni airline passenger audio. That was a story actually from earlier. But it's relevant because that story of that particular passenger is included in these other two in recent days of people getting up and trying to open up these doors and trying to open up cockpit doors. Now, just before we left, Jay, you were talking about, and we're going to get to your phone calls too, folks, 877-876-7445. You were talking about hysterical adrenaline, and that in restraining these people, you run the risk of them getting a superhuman rush of strength?
Correct. I mean, if you've ever dealt, Phil, in life, I have in law enforcement, other people in law enforcement have dealt with individuals, especially back when there was a high degree of use of something called PCP, which was monkey dust or fairy dust or the angel dust. Or they had different names for this. And you had suspects who could snap handcuffs. You had suspects who could take the door off of a police car. You had suspects who are...
Well, I never heard anybody taking the door off of a police car.
Well, Mr. Henry, you can talk to other police officers. What I'm saying is, it's the last day as a police officer you want to see is a suspect suddenly get an adrenaline rush, and they're about to take the door off of your radio car. Or in the case of what we're talking about right now, you're an airline pilot, and you turn around and you see someone has just torn the door off your cockpit. You don't want that to happen. And the way it's going to happen is when you try to restrain these people.
Well, but I just got done telling you that these people were all restrained. These people were all controlled. This Yemeni flight guy, the gentleman who was from Yemen on the American Airlines flight, the gentleman who was on the flight from Orlando to Boston, and there was one other flight, a Continental Airlines flight, the guy was subdued.
Well, they must have been subdued by a very, very large number of people, far more people perhaps, that would be required than would want to get involved. Because when you involve that many people, guess what? You got yourself some lawsuits. Because if one of them gets injured in trying to restrain this kind of individual, has this adrenaline, hysterical adrenaline, and you're basically trying to restrain or trying to grab hold of the Hulk, or, you know, I don't think the Incredible Hulk in some of these people, and one of these people does it and they get their eye punched out or something, you got yourself a lawsuit.
So, all right, well, what you're saying is don't touch these people. Let them roam about the cabin is what you said.
That's correct, sir.
All right, 877-876-7445. If someone is going wild on an aircraft, you let them just go, according to Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. What if they have a weapon? We haven't even gotten into that one yet. Here is Jim in Indiana. Jim, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Sanis. Go ahead.
I'd be happy to address that.
Okay.
I can't believe that you have somebody on the airways that would tell me, someone getting ready to take their kids to Florida, that I'm going to sit back and not do something when they get up out of their chair. Let me tell you about adrenaline rush. You let some SOB get up out and head to a door, you'll see adrenaline rush from me, because I'll take the back of the seat off and make a necktie out of it. And for some idiot to come in and say
that sounds real good, sir. That sounds real good, but this isn't a TV show, sir. It's real life.
Well, let me tell you about real life.
He's going to tear the door off that plane, and he's going to throw you out of the plane. And maybe he'll go out with you. Maybe it'll be a suicide deal.
Let me tell you what. Let me just tell you about real life. How about the people that saved tried to save the aircraft that was headed to D.C. And landed out in a bean field? Are we supposed to sit back and let somebody be terroristic? You're un-American to even suggest that you're not going to do anything on an aircraft.
This is not a guy who's going to... We're not talking about that, sir. We're talking about people that are nervous. They jumped up out of their seat because they're scared. They got some, you know, Osama bin Laden fixation. They don't have any bombs. They don't have a gun. They don't have a knife. They're just jumping up and running around. That's what we're talking about. And it's better to let those people... You know, they're not going to take the plane down. We're talking about real terrorists.
Yeah, but here's my question, and it goes along with what Jim's saying. How do you know?
How do I know what?
How do you know that they're not a real terrorist? How do you know that they don't have a gun or a bomb or whatever the hell it was? You see what I'm saying? You don't know.
If the guy's trying to open up the cabin door, it's very safe to assume that guy is not thinking clearly.
If he gets up and opens
up the cabin door...
If he gets up and goes to a bathroom door that's locked and he pulls on that handle more than one time, I'm going to be concerned about it. And I'm going to tell you, when I got my three kids on there, don't you think for one minute that my ears aren't going to be perked up. And I think it's un-American that you would suggest that Americans not be strong and go up and subdue anybody that has anything wrong with the way they're functioning on an aircraft, much less they are in society. That's the problem now with us.
Sir, I would never suggest that. I would never suggest that, sir. I'm not trying to suggest we're not American. I'm saying that if you got some guy who's got an Osama bin Laden fixation, he's had too much to drink, he decides he wants to rip the door off the lavatory. Let him rip the door off the lavatory.
Yeah, and what if one of his kids is in there?
in the lavatory?
Yeah, what if one of your kids is in the lavatory while this guy's ripping the door off of that thing?
He's not going to harm a child.
Let me ask you one. Let me just ask you an American question, because I'm becoming argumentative, and Phil's going to ask me to get off because I'm just...
No, I want you to hold on, though. I want you to hang on because we're going to take a break, but I'm going to bring you right back, Jim, okay? Our number, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show with Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We'll be right back talking about these crazy people on airplanes.
Phil Henry.
Go right here, excuse me.
The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hey, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show tonight, radio for patriots by patriots. We have Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the line with us. We also are talking with our caller, Jim, who we've held over because we didn't have enough time for Jim on the other side. Jim is in Indiana, and I just, before Jim, you finish what you were saying, Jay, we want people to know you are not recommending that we allow terrorists on airplanes. We've had a lot of calls like that.
Of course not, Phil. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, you're not recommending that we change our security procedures.
No, sir, not at all. What I'm saying is, if in flight there is a passenger that becomes unruly, and they may be one of these people that has gotten some sort of a psychotic kick or something out of Osama bin Laden, and now the guy is dead, and so they're acting out somehow, I'm saying it's better to just let them roam about the cabin, bang their head against the window, or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, but then you're saying tearing the door off of the John.
It's very unlikely these people are going to hurt anybody. And
if a kid is in there, and that this is where, Jim, you can pick up, because you were talking to them about this. If one of Jim's kids, or my kids, is in that bathroom after this guy's torn the door off of it, what are you trying to tell me? I shouldn't be worried?
I don't think they're dangerous that way. Yes, sir.
Jim, go ahead.
You know, I don't know if this guy's for real. I think you need to check his credentials, because I can't believe that anybody in this day and age would allow, would even suggest to anybody on an aircraft that we're all supposed to be like Lauren Hardy sitting in our seat. I'm gonna be Clint Eastwood and Lee Van Cleef when I'm sitting on the airplane, and you ask Clint Eastwood what he thinks about it, and he won't think he'll do. There's no reason for anybody.
These are not the movies, sir. This is not the movie. You asked me if I'm for real, sir, and you're bringing up movies.
Movies.
With all due respect, sir, I got to ask you if you're for real. I would defend my family to the death, and you're going to start quoting Clint Eastwood. No, sir.
How about if we mention Audie Murphy, the most highly decorated soldier of World War II that was in the movies?
I think you read too many comic books and watch too many movies. I think I would react this way. What's going to save my family's life? And if I got Jim sitting next to me on the aircraft, he's going to kill every person on that plane with his Audie Murphy act. I'm going to sit very calmly, let this monkey, whoever this guy is banging on his head on the wall, let him do his thing. He's going to tear the door off a cockpit. That's not good.
You're saying he's going to tear the door off the cockpit if he is restrained.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Well, then we don't want to restrain him. He's not going to be tearing the door off the cockpit.
That's my point.
Or maybe I can put it to you this way. This show is about patriotism, and that's the only reason.
Mention another movie to me, sir. That's probably where you're
going. Well, let me ask you this.
Mention another movie star to me, sir.
Is this show that we're both calling in on, is this not about patriotism? Because I sure wouldn't waste my time if it was anything less than that. I want to see American heroic feats, the SEALs did their job overseas. Now it's time to do our job over here. We don't have anybody in this country to protect us at 30,000 feet.
You need to get yourself a comic book and...
The gentleman is making a point here, Jay. You're talking about a guy being restrained and having all kinds of adrenaline to the point where he's ripping off cockpit doors. Thank you, Jim. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Travis. And, Travis, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Sanos.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I want to agree with Jim.
the guy earlier, I don't know what planet he's living on. I'm an African-American man, 6'1", 250 pounds, and I just took my first flight in life about 2 weeks ago. And I guarantee you, if anybody jumped up and tried to bang their heads on anything, yelling anything, I'm trying to keep it politically correct.
That's your first flight, though, sir.
I'm trying to live in daylight, though.
Hello? Yes, sir, I understand that, but that's your very first flight, so you don't really know what to expect. It's better for a man who's only on his very first airplane ride to just stay seated, let this guy bounce off the walls.
It's not going to happen.
He's not endangering the plane, sir, because he's not going to be able to get the door off. You know,
he's freaking people out.
He's endangering me. He's endangering my way of life, my peace of mind.
How's he endangering you?
My nerves, everything else. I'm gonna try and stomp the living daylights out of him.
You're just going to make everyone on the airplane nervous. You're also going to increase the man's hysterical adrenaline that we're talking about.
Okay, but at the same time, you're trying to say he's got a hysterical adrenaline, but what about my hysterical adrenaline? You're trying to say that he's too strong to be restrained.
I'm going to say the difference is this, sir. You are rational. You have your senses, so your hysterical adrenaline is still under your control. That man is not rational, so that adrenaline is going to go up to the roof. And while you're a very strong man, someone with that kind of hysterical adrenaline, that guy's going to tear the nose off of that aircraft. He's going to pick up both of those pilots and throw them through a windshield.
Oh, come on.
So
are you kidding me?
So you don't think my hysterical adrenaline will be kicked up a notch just seeing somebody threatening my life?
But you're rational, sir. But you're rational.
If I see somebody banging their head against a wall in a plane, I guarantee you I'm not very rational at that point.
No kidding. I mean, people are going to be afraid, and so you're going to have a plane load of irrational people.
Oh, that's great. So what do we have? Travis and Phil, both you guys put your head together. What have you come up with? We got a whole plane load of the Incredible Hulk. Thanks.
He's going to be a bruised fellow coming off that plane.
Hey, you know, Jay, you're saying that if this man is restrained... You're saying this man is restrained, his adrenaline kicks up, and I understand what you mean about hysterical adrenaline. We've all read about it. We know what it is. You're saying his adrenaline is so kicked up that this guy is going to tear the door?
You were talking to me, Phil, about whether this guy could open up the side door, the emergency exit.
Exactly.
I am telling you, if you get that hysterical adrenaline kicked up, that guy's going to rip that handle right off of there.
He's not going to get the whole door open, man. Those things are huge. Absolutely enormous. I don't know how much they weigh. They're on a hydraulic. So that means this cat is going to have so much strength. That's like driving a truck without power steering down a windy mountain road. You can't do it. You cannot control it.
Well, with the hysterical adrenaline that I'm talking about, he could put his fist right through the window.
With your hysterical adrenaline, I will tell you this. On my plane flight to Denver, Colorado. I took it from New Orleans to Denver. I sat behind a guy of Middle Eastern descent. And the whole time there, I was like, as soon as he say Allah something, I'm a jab in the back. Okay? I'm trying to keep it politically correct.
It's your first airplane ride, sir. You're going to know about law things.
Exactly. Okay. His hysterical adrenaline is going to have to worry about him breathing before he can even get to a door or a window or anything, because I'm gonna try and take his throat out.
I understand that, sir, but you know what's going to happen? That guy is going to get pumped up. He's going to tear the cockpit door off. You're going to have two pilots getting thrown out of into the...
It's not going
to
happen.
That's not going to happen. I find that very difficult to believe. Travis, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-7445 here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You're making a lot of assumptions here with the so-called hysterical adrenaline. I understand, you know.
So you've heard the stories.
No, I've heard the stories of the woman picking the car up off of the kid. There was another story, I believe, of a one brother pulling a car off of another brother. We've heard these stories. They are not, by the way, scientifically corroborated, not because they haven't happened, but science has never been able to observe them to the point where they can explain why, and the reason being that you can't duplicate that in a laboratory without violating scientific ethics. It means you have to put someone in danger or otherwise injure or harm someone, and scientists ethically can't do that. So we got a lot of work to do in the so-called hysterical adrenaline. Here's Pete. Go ahead, Pete. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos.
I was not aware of that.
That is true, yeah. Yes, sir. Okay,
hello?
Pete, go ahead, man.
It's just how if you talk about hysterical adrenaline and a door which is big and bulky and just massive, and if there's a little tiny window that could just ruin the whole cabin air pressure instantly. Like, I understand they're built not to fall, but a little effort, a little hysterical adrenaline can do that. And you think that someone who's screaming and crying for Allah or for Bin Laden or whoever he's praising or anything isn't going to have hysterical adrenaline to begin with?
I think he's going to have a fair amount of sort of psychically or psychotically driven energy, but I think it could be dissipated very quickly. If you allow this guy to bounce his head off of a wall for about 5 minutes, he's going to knock himself out, basically. You know, we've all heard the story. You know, it's probably better to let a little kid run around the room and let him fall, you know, force himself to go to sleep than try to put the kid in bed. That's what I'm trying to say. So if you restrain a guy like that, he's going to wind up getting some hysterical, you know, all about a law and all that. He's going to put his fist right through that window and suck everybody out.
He ain't going to suck anybody out through a little...
He's already got this adrenaline going. I mean, he's going to...
Right. What about the fact that he's already got the adrenaline?
You don't think 40 men on a plane can hold back one hysterical man? And what's to say, why would he go and start banging his head off a windowsill? That would be the least thing I would do.
The reports that we got this week where these people were running around screaming and yelling, trying to get doors open that they couldn't possibly get open because they had fear and they had this hysteria. They had hysteria, but they didn't have no hysterical adrenaline. So if you're a flight attendant, I just stand there and look at a guy and laugh at him while he's trying to open a door. And
stand there and laugh at him? You're not going to do that. You're going to have passengers saying, why aren't you doing something?
It's better to just look at the passengers and wink at them because this clown's not getting any door open. But if you grab him, the next thing you know, he's going to pull that door off of its hinges, and you have a jet free-falling at 500 miles an hour. Oh, boy.
Because of one flight attendant
behind me, and he's going to sit on that dude until we land, I'm cool with tackling him. I'm cool with 40 people bum-rushing him and sitting him down, and everything can be copacetic then. It makes no sense.
They're going to sue the airline. They're going to sue the airline because they got... you know, a scratch, because they got an owie.
You really don't like people much, because we did see the folks of United 93. They weren't worried about getting owies or suing the airline. They were looking to save the aircraft and save their own lives.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that was, the pilots were dead. It was well beyond suing the airline. There wasn't anything left. As far as they knew, Washington had been taken out, New York had been taken out. They probably right now they're working in year zero.
So are you saying that if
the people
they didn't
United
attempt? So you're I saying if they didn't attempt to stop the plane, that it would never have crashed? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
If the people on United 93 had just sat very calmly and not done a thing, it's possible the guys in the cockpit would have come to their senses.
Oh, bull crap.
Bull crap.
The people on those other planes didn't come to their senses.
That's more ridiculous than that principle.
That's asinine. Thank you very much for your call, sir. I appreciate it. Pete calling from Scranton, Pennsylvania this evening. 87, that's ridiculous.
What I'm saying is, you that was not a fair question.
They're going to come to their senses.
It was not a fair question. You're asking about the guys that hijacked United 93. I'm talking about a guy running around aircraft.
The what?
I'm talking about a guy running around aircraft.
I can't understand you. Our number 8778 sounded like he said, I'm talking about a guy running around air crab.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me.
All right, we'll be back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number 877-876-7445. I know what he's talking about. He's talking about this run-of-the-mill kind of hysterical passenger that jumps out of his seat for whatever reason. And we've had three of them in the days since Osama bin Laden's death. I agree with Jay in this sense. I think it's somehow inspired by that guy's death. And it's all got to chill out. 877-876-7445. You listen to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Your calls for Jay Santos next.
We can't fight this fight anymore.
Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL.
You're kidding around.
That's 877-876-7445.
Hold on for a minute. Our number, 877-876-7445, Phil Henry Show. You were kidding around, Jay? Is Jay Santos there?
No, get him a minute.
We got Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police talking with us here tonight about the spate of... Jay, are you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here.
Well, I didn't find that funny. I heard you going United 93.
Yes, sir. I was approximating the radio call from the Boston Tower. United 93.
Well, I don't find that funny at all.
I apologize. It's something that we do to cut the tension around here.
This is the 10th anniversary of that horrific day, and you guys are cutting the tension. That, I guess you can do whatever you want, but you're on a live radio show.
I apologize.
877-876-7445. So what do you do with anybody that is jumping up out of their seat and running around the cabin, paranoid? Maybe they're sorry that Osama bin Laden died. They're not terrorists. They're just whack. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police says... Let them be, let them burn themselves out, let them pound their heads against a wall, beat their heads against a window, because it's way better than trying to restrain them and making them even more powerful. Here is Frank. Go ahead, Frank. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos.
Yeah, Mr. Santos is misleading and incorrectly informing the public.
What are you talking about?
The Good Samaritan law protects citizens from taking actions, if they have to on a plane like that.
That's a state law, sir. That's a state-by-state law, and that does not necessarily apply aboard an aircraft that is licensed and is regulated by a federal agency. Because we're talking about aircraft in flight, we're talking about federal oversight, and that is not a federal law, sir.
What is the Good Samaritan law?
Well, as far as I know, that's not federal law, it's state law.
No, that applies all the way around, throughout the United States. I mean,
you don't know that, sir. You're guessing.
Oh,
that's
I
not
am?
A federal law. Yeah, you are. Yep. You are guessing. I know you are.
Okay.
Well, all right. So, the point being, I think that what he's trying to say is that you were that a federal law, you wouldn't get sued.
Yeah, were that a federal? It's not a federal law.
Well, how do you know it's not a federal law? This gentleman seems to be very. I don't know whether either one of you guys is right.
I don't think he's right. I've heard it passed state by state and all federal. You're going to get somebody killed, sir, because they're going to think I'm protected. They're going to jump some guy who's suddenly becoming Incredible Hulk because of his adrenaline rush. He rips it
one
off
of the things,
and takes...
One of the things that I've advocated is air marshals on every flight, taser train the stewardesses, and put a restraint chair on the plane so that the crazies can be tied down.
What do you mean you've advocated? Are you a state representative or a congressperson of some kind?
No, I was 25 years member of a state gang and drug investigator.
You're a member of a state gang and drug investigator?
I said I was a state law enforcement officer assigned to a drug and gang task force.
Right. Well, I respect your service, sir, in that regard, but I hardly think it qualifies you to understand if a guy's going ape on a plane, some monkey...
Well, I think it more qualifies me than if someone who plays cop like yourself.
So now we get down to it, huh? I play cop.
Well...
What do you mean, well?
Well, you're an auxiliary police officer. You have no real enforcement power. You don't have any real arrest power. You're on my program here. Now, this is a gentleman who's a real police officer. You're talking about a guy getting so much adrenaline, he rips the John door off. He tears the cockpit door off.
That's right.
He's tearing off the emergency exit, and everyone's getting sucked out of the aircraft.
That's what you risk. I didn't say it's going to happen. I said it's what you risk if you... You haven't seen hysterical... Have you ever seen hysterical energy, sir?
Phil, a lot of these guys on there are just mentally ill and they associate themselves with martyrs like bin Laden. I doubt very much that, you know.
That's what I said originally. That's what I said, that they associate themselves with bin Laden and they want to go to hell in a handcart with him or wherever they think they're going, down to see the 70 virgins. And that's fine. They can do whatever they want.
There's a difference between being mentally ill, and one of the comments you made was being able to rip doors off of planes because their adrenaline is so powered. Usually mentally ill people don't have adrenaline bursts like that. I mean, that's part of them being mentally ill, is their adrenaline and their thought processes aren't the same as a regular person.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, what about the stories that we've heard over and over and over again about a guy who's not right in the head, but you don't want to arm wrestle the guy? You've heard those stories?
Huh?
No.
What? You've never heard that?
No.
You've never heard about don't wrestle a guy that's mentally retarded for a baseball?
That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about here. You're talking about... Jesus.
Well, you can laugh if you gentlemen want, okay, but I'm going to stay seated. I'm going to let a monkey put his face through a window before I let that monkey tear the door off. And next thing you know, the monkey and all the other monkeys are out the window. And
well, you stay
full of monkeys.
You stay seated, Jay. So,
yeah. Phil Hendry.
We're hellbound at 500 miles an hour.